Hello, everyone. My name is Gabor. I am the co-founder and CEO of T2.social. We are building the kinder, safer, and more fun public square. I'm sure many of you in the audience today were early adopters of Twitter, and you remember that magical connection with the rest of the world that that product gave you early on. And this is why I was so excited when my last company got acquired by Twitter, and I got to work on Twitter as a product manager. I loved working on Twitter. I didn't necessarily love working at Twitter. It was a very dynamic company back then, and it has gotten even more dynamic since. No one knows this better than my friend Sarah Oh, who was there that Monday when Elon walked in with his sink, and on Friday, she was laid off, along with much of the trust and safety team that she was working with. And so that got me thinking, what would it take to build another Twitter? And I hastily put together this Google sheet and shared it on Twitter. It got thousands of likes and reposts. And it got me kind of excited to build something like this. I called up Sarah, and she agreed to build this with me. And since then, Mike Greer has joined us from Discord as well. And we started building. But we didn't end up building this complicated roadmap. Instead, I remembered something that Y Combinator had drilled into me when my first startup was part of Y Combinator. And the thing that they tell you first and always is launch now. And so we did. 2 weeks later, we launched the first version of our site, which looks like this today, but every single day since we started, we've been pushing a new version of it live as quickly as we could. And this has worked. On the end of the first day, we had 6 accounts on December 9th, and when I submitted these slides a few weeks ago, we were at 4,000. Today, we're more than double what you see here. One thing that we have also taken very seriously from Y Combinator is to talk to our users. And so we asked people to, or in the early days, we asked people to get the check mark by scheduling a 10-minute Zoom call with us. And this way, we would get them verified on the platform, but we would also learn from our users and get their feedback. Another thing that we've invested in order to build the kinder and safer public square, we have built these nudges into the Compose experience. Of course, we have guidelines, but community guidelines are typically the page that no one reads. So we try to nudge people to be kinder and safer on T2 through these nudges. The Vibes checkout, often people go and join Blue Sky, join Mastodon, and then find themselves coming back to T2 because it feels like home. And this has worked really well. So the conference organizers asked me, could we just invite everyone in this room to T2? And we said, sure. So this QR code will allow you to skip the wait list of tens of thousands of people and join T2 right now, right here, today. So make sure to scan it, and I will see you on T2. We have about 5,000 invites going, and if we can put up the website real quick, or maybe at a later point. This is what it looks like. You can join T2 right now. And make sure to follow at Stephen Levy, who is already on T2. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. So it's very funny. As I said backstage there, I was going to put you on the spot and saying, why don't you invite everyone here to T2? And you beat me to it. Very good. You say that there's going to be more fun than Twitter. What made Twitter not fun, and how are you going to avoid it?
I think as it grew bigger, what started happening was there was more harassment, more of the punchiness back and forth. And I think by positioning ourselves as the kinder and safer place and building some of these nudges that I showed earlier into the product, it's going to not have that tone that Twitter has devolved into.
So in other words, by saying you're going to be kinder, people say, you know, this is a kind place. I'm not going to be nasty or ambush people.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing that social media companies have gravitated towards in the past few years ago is catering to the people that are called creators. And you know, the people sort of eat up the oxygen in a space and make it more of a broadcast medium than one where it's many to many. What are you going to do when creators come calling? Are you going to accommodate them, or are you going to try to make T2 more egalitarian to maintain, you know, its community aspect as opposed to this is a creator's world and we're just living in it?
Yeah. Initially, we really focused on the community. So when we were starting out, the question was, how are you going to get the big creators on? How are you going to get the big stars on? And we deliberately didn't focus on inviting them. So anyone who has joined with a large following on T2 today has joined organically. Often what these celebrities want is a lot of distribution and a big audience. And you saw we have about 8,400 users as of right now. And we're still too small for them. I think eventually this will kind of fade into view as we get bigger.
Well, how much are you thinking of T2 as you hope it will scale? And how much are you thinking now about the way it is today, building a community? Because Twitter was like a lot of fun mm-hmm. its first year. It was a small community, but the problems that came with scale were ones that, eventually made things tougher. And then Elon came and made it bananas. What is your thinking there? Are you, kind of like while serving your community now, quietly building an infrastructure for when you might have, you tell me how many people you hope to join you?
Yeah. So we've pursued a pretty iterative approach. We have made the product better as it grows, and we have grown it as it gets better. We are not today the broadcast medium that Twitter is, for example. And we've been working with the users on the platform on kind of getting their feedback, integrating it as quickly as possible, and developing it as such. So right now, we're still pretty small, and a lot of these things that happen later in Twitter's life have not yet occurred. For us, we're going to invest heavily into moderation and enforcing our guidelines, and we're going to keep growing the product in a way that we can actually keep it a kinder, safer place.
Tell me more about how you do content moderation.
So it is a mixture of, obviously, AI is probably the big topic here at the conference as well, and human moderation as well. And it's all of the classic things that you need to build. It is the nudge, well, the nudges are new, I think, but the detecting when there's been a content uploaded that is not in accordance to your guidelines, flagging that for human review, reviewing it as quickly as humanly possible, and then taking it down if appropriate. Those are the steps.
I mean, do you envision, in the gap of however many years it takes for AI to really do the job, to eventually have to hire your own, sweatshops full of moderators looking, what do you call individual posts?
Posts.
How novel.
Yeah,
who would have thought of that? Looking at a post and seeing, no standards, this and that?
We've experimented with AI moderation, and it's getting stronger and better by the day as the rest of the AI tooling gets better. But today, we backstop everything with a human moderator, and we intend to do so for at least the next chapter in T2's life. I think eventually the AIs will get good enough to really understand the context of the post, really understand what guidelines you may have been in violation of, and then even help you correct your post and kind of make it better and make it not violate the guidelines.
Speaking of guidelines, where are you drawing the line? How far along the free speech continuum are you, as opposed to don't be offensive, don't spread misinformation, don't scam, things like that?
Yeah. So if you go to the site, or if you go to the community guidelines tab, that lays out the rules. And I think it's not just the continuum. There's several different things you need to look at, whether it's harassment, impersonation, and the kind of content that's allowed. For example, we don't allow pornography on the platform. We don't allow violent, gory content as well. So I think we're maybe a little less lenient than other platforms.
How about bots?
There is no API today. There will be eventually. We will figure that out when we get there.
So there's a whole range of contenders to be what Twitter used to be,
yeah.
Right? There's Blue Sky, there's Mastodon. It's almost hard to keep track of there. What's your pitch? Why should I go to T2 as opposed to Blue Sky?
Yeah. I think we're actually very different. Those are two decentralized platforms. There's kind of another set of competitors as well, like Post.News, which is more of a news reader. So unlike Blue Sky and Mastodon, we're not distributed. I think it's actually really hard to build trust and safety into the product when you're a distributed platform. And you kind of saw that with Blue Sky a few weeks ago already. So we're not a distributed platform, we're centralized, we're doing that in the name of trust and safety, and also ease of use. Like Mastodon is hard to use, and we try to be as easy to use, as fluid as you can be.
Have you figured out how to use Mastodon?
It's kind of my job, so I think yes.
And what about Twitter? You know, I mean, how far do you say it's fallen in its current situation under Elon?
Yeah, well, in terms of ad revenue, they fell 59%, as was disclosed a little while ago. I think a lot of the VITs, which are the very important tweeters, have kind of stopped tweeting because they're no longer seeing it as the safe space to share their thoughts, and maybe they're a little bit afraid of Elon as well. So I think it has, I don't know if this is sort of the bottom with the new CEO coming in. Mm-hmm. I think it could be. She has a very tough job ahead of her.
So Twitter, obviously, still is going to have a draw. It's still going to be going on a long time. And now I understand Meta is going to have a Twitter-like product there. Let me ask you right here. Will you commit to a cage match between either Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or both?
Okay, so on Meta. One, no cage match for me. I'm working on T2 and making it better every day. Two, I'm actually a little disappointed. So the leak that happened a couple weeks ago said that they're going to pitch it as it is like Twitter, but it's sanely run. And I think responding to Elon's tweet asking for a cage match with send me location, which Zuck did, is not responsible. It's kind of insane. So I don't know if that is how they should behave. And then third, I don't think Meta's had a great track record of building these new 0-to-1 products. If you remember Lasso, which was their TikTok clone, or Hobby, which was Pinterest, or Poke, which was Snap, they kind of like came and then went. And so I'm excited to see it, okay. But I'm skeptical.
Okay, so you're a kinder CEO too. Well, thanks very much, Kapoor. I've enjoyed it.